today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
It sounded, as my dad would explain, like a bomb being dropped on a guitar factory. Jim and Patrick and Rockin' the Suburbs community. This is Bob Peterson calling in with my choice for a release that meets the second album syndrome. It's an album that pales in comparison to the debut as well as the third release from this artist, and I'm speaking of Axis, Bold as Love from Jimi Hendrix. Now, Jimi Hendrix only had three proper studio releases while he was living, and Axis is the most overlooked of the three by most non-casual rock fans and people who don't know Jimi Hendrix. And there's a reason for that. The debut album, Are You Experienced, was chock full of hit singles like Fire, and Purple Haze, and Foxy Lady. Whereas Axis only had one single released from the album and it didn't chart very high. In addition, when Are You Experienced came out, it made a huge impact in music. Jimmy brought a virtuosity and style of guitar playing that no one had heard and no one could replicate, and he left all the musicians and critics in awe. So there was no way his second album could have that same impact when it came out. And compared to the third album, it's not quite as adventurous. It's not as sprawling. The songs don't sound as epic or anthemic as they do on Electric Ladyland. There's no Voodoo Child or All Along the Watchtower. But for many avid Jimi Hendrix fans like myself and critics, Axis is considered a masterpiece and maybe even his best album. And there's some reasons for this. First, it's his most cohesive album. All the songs tend to run together really well. It doesn't come off like a collection of 45s like the debut did. And there's a lot less prolonged jams either. Secondly, the band, The Experience, the trio of Jimmy, Noel Redding on bass, and Mitch Mitchell on drums, was at its tightest. They were very tight on their first album, but they seemed to hone in their craft. And on the third album, Noel Redding wasn't even involved with many of the tracks. There were a lot of guest musicians. Third, this album features Jimmy as a songwriter, lyricist, and studio wizard. And you'll hear that with some of the tracks I'm going to be sharing with you later today. Last, I think all the songs are just incredibly well-crafted experimental pop songs that embrace many genres, unlike some of his other albums. You can hear hints of jazz, blues, funk, and soul. And they're really tight songs. There's over half the album is less than 3 minutes, and there's only one song longer than 5 minutes. Jimmy doesn't do a lot of long, drawn-out solos, but he puts all his effort into the studio craftsmanship. He does extensive overdubs, and he plays some really adventurous stuff in there. So I'm hoping through the rest of this show I'll be able to demonstrate why this is a masterpiece of an album. Right, I'm going to go through some of my favorite tracks on the album, but before I do, I wanted to just give you a little background about my relationship with this album. I was a huge Hendrix fan, but this was the last of the studio albums I bought. I had first bought the debut Are You Experienced, a couple of Greatest Hits collections, the Essential Jimi Hendrix Volume 1 and Volume 2, then Electric Ladyland, and some other live stuff. So I came to Axis 2 years after getting into Hendrix. And even though I was aware of some of the songs from the compilation albums that were on Axis, most of the album was new to me, so I'm going to cover the songs that I was first drawn to, and that would be the four or five rockers on this. I like the loud, histrionic Hendrix guitar parts. They sounded, as my dad would explain, like a bomb being dropped on a guitar factory. But the songs that caught my attention were Spanish Castle Magic, which you're hearing now, You Got Me Floating, She's So Fine, which features Noel Redding on vocals, Little Miss Lover, which has kind of a funky rhythm to it, and the song I'm going to feature for you called Ain't No Telling. And I chose this because it's a fast-paced, short song, less than 2 minutes, with complex structure and changes of rhythm that goes in a lot of different directions in such a short time period. I equate this to a motocross rider who's very skilled and navigating a challenging course filled with jumps and chicanes with speed and precision. So let's hear Ain't No Telling. The song I'd like to feature is called If Six Was Nine. It starts out as a menacing psychedelic blues song, but midway it just stops and changes direction abruptly as Jimmy lets his freak flag fly. He breaks into defiant beat poetry that then breaks into a spacey jazz rave-up. Check it out.
White collar conservative flashing down the street, pointing their plastic finger at me. They'll pursue my kind of drop and dive. I'm gonna wave my green flag.
Next up, I'm going to be featuring a couple of songs that are slower and took me a little bit longer to fully appreciate. The first is called Castles Made of Sand, which is a mid-tempo jazz song with very eloquent and poignant lyrics that some say are biographical for Jimmy. He tells in three different verses of characters, each going through disappointments. So they say that this sand is a metaphor for the fleeting existence of life and that you can't take anything for granted. Plus, the song has a really cool backward guitar solo.
And so castles made of sand melts into the sea. Young girl whose heart was a frown, cause she was crippled for life, but she couldn't speak a sound, and she wished and prayed she could stop living, so she decided to die. She drew a wheelchair to the edge of the shore, and to her leg she smiled, "You won't hurt me no more." But then a sight she never seen made her jump and say, "Look, a golden winged ship is passing my way." And it really didn't have to stop, it just kept going.
The second of the slower songs I'm going to feature is largely considered the focal point of the album, Little Wing. It's a tender, melodic ballad that actually ranked number 183 on Rolling Stone's all-time greatest songs, as published in 2020. Jimmy describes that this song is his impression of the Monterey Pop Festival that's told in the form of a girl. Plus, it has one of the most iconic guitar solos by any guitarist, not just Jimmy. It's relatively simple by his standards, but it is so emotive and beautiful. Let's take a listen. The next song I'm going to feature leans towards soul and R&B, much like Curtis Mayfield, and that's One Rainy Wish. It's kind of a whimsical song because it's based on a dream that Jimmy had where the sky was filled with 1,000 stars and 11 moons played across the rainbows. Jimmy's guitar weaves in and out of the song to add the dreamlike qualities. Take a listen. The last song I'm going to feature is the album closer, Bold as Love, which is a fitting way to end a masterpiece of an album. It's an uplifting piece of psychedelic soul that slowly builds to a climactic guitar solo and culminates in what appears to be a satisfying end. But wait, that's not it. It's a false stop. The drums kick in, and then the band goes into a more trippy but grandiose direction and brings the album to a more fitting conclusion. And it's drenched in stereo phasing, which was a brand new studio trick that Jimmy had discovered for this album. Anyways, I hope you enjoyed my recap of Axis Bold as Love, and I hope you gained more appreciation for it. If you haven't checked it out, please do. I think I'll finish off the show with the false stop and the restart that I talked about. Enjoy.
Thank you. As you all know, you just can't believe everything you see and hear, can you? Now, if you will excuse me, I must be on my way.